Robert Moody is the new music director of the Baltimore Chamber Orchestra. His first concert is going to be October 6th. This is a great opportunity to welcome you to Baltimore. What a pleasure, and I'm so glad you got the job. You were my fave, actually.
Thank you for having me, and thanks much for that last sentence you said. I appreciate that very
It's
much.
totally true. I'm not saying that just because you're here. So you have put together a lovely first season.
Well, it feels really good. And this all happened pretty quickly. The search for the new music director of BCO just completed back in May. I was the final candidate. We decided to, get married in June and all in the time before we even announced publicly my appointment, we were spending three pretty furious weeks putting together a season. The administration at the Chamber Orchestra had already identified five really phenomenal soloists for each of our concerts throughout the course of the year. So my job was to find great, typically opening works for the concert, and then a larger, I guess more substantive second half work or something like that. I looked very carefully at what BCO had done over the past 20 years, and I tried to use that information to make sure I didn't repeat works that had been done too recently, and also add a bit of my own personality to the mix. So I hope people will see. I've been told that I have a bit of a reputation for out-of-the-box programming, and you definitely are going to catch that in some of the concerts we have coming up.
What are some of the highlights for you?
Well, I'm really excited about the opening. We are a chamber orchestra, but we are going just a teeny bit larger than people might have seen on stage in past years. That is to say, instead of one bass player, two bass players and a few more strings, et cetera, even some trombones for good measure. And we're ending the opening concert October 6th with Sibelius' Fifth Symphony. It has become one of my real desert island pieces. Sibelius wrote this work. The Finnish government commissioned him to write it in honor of his 50th birthday. I first conducted it a couple of days after my 50th birthday. I thought that was a nice homage. And that was now 7 years ago. And I've been really tightly connected to it ever since. So it's a good chance to celebrate a piece that might be, as I say, a little bigger than people are used to with chamber orchestra, but man, it's a way also to kick off a new music director season with a bang.
The idea that you would have Beethoven's Eroica and music by Frank Zappa on the same season, I think, is great, especially since Frank Zappa's from Baltimore.
I discovered this work by Zappa about 4 years ago. I first had a colleague of mine, another conductor, conducted it and mentioned it to me. And I've now conducted it a number of times, primarily with my Memphis Symphony Orchestra, where I'm also music director, out on the west side of Tennessee on the Mississippi River. It is really a phenomenal piece. You think of Frank Zappa, you think of the great music from, the 1970s, probably primarily, and people forget that he was a really, really fine composer. So how many times do I get to write something like Dog Breath Variations or G-Spot Tornado on a program along with, a mammoth work like Beethoven Third? So I can tell you, for people who will hopefully be coming to the concert, very wonderfully and oddly, the music complements each other beautifully.
I think there's all manner of nice things in here. I love the Saint-Saëns second piano concerto. I love the Schumann cello concerto. And I mean, I know that you had to work in what previous soloists were contracted for, but some nice choices, really.
And everyone is playing what they had originally planned to play, with a couple of small exceptions. When Rob Patterson comes in November, he and I did actually get a chance to talk, and we chose the John Adams Gnarly Buttons. It's another wonderful piece that, if folks don't know it, it actually is John Adams making a bit of an homage to his father's love of big band music. I think it's pretty great to take a piece that some people may not know, and it really does blend sort of John Adams 20th century writing with big band music in a really wonderful way. I noticed that there haven't been quite as many works with a vocalist and the chamber orchestra. My degree from Eastman is actually choral conducting. I started out as a voice and cello double major, and I wanted to be, Robert Shaw at that point in my life. Because of that, I've done a lot of opera, worked with a lot of tremendous singers. Troy Cook is one of the finest baritones singing in the world today. Many, many roles at Covent Garden and the Met and Washington National Opera and Chicago Lyric Opera and on and on. And we'll be doing the Mahler Songs of a Wayfarer. So we get a chance to finally find one work by Mahler that's actually scored small enough for a chamber orchestra. And I think that's going to be a really exciting experience for us.
Sprach zu mir der Lust gefühlt, ei du Geld, wo morgen ein Geld, wo wird's nicht eine schöne Welt, schöne Welt. Zwingt, zwingt,
Mason Bates is a friend of yours and a collaborator. You bring some of his music?
Mason is a very close friend of mine, I'm very proud to say. I commissioned the first three works he ever wrote for orchestra. And if people don't know the name, Mason Bates is now a multiple Grammy winner. His brand new opera is premiering at the Metropolitan Opera this fall. He's been championed by Riccardo Muti and Leonard Slatkin and Yannick Negetz-Seguin and on and on. He wrote a stellar work for the San Francisco Symphony and Michael Tilson Thomas called Auditorium. And it is for chamber orchestra, and it uses electronica. That's a sort of a hallmark of Mason's, a calling card, I guess I should say. And in this case, the idea is that a modern chamber orchestra is sitting on stage, and just as they start to tune, they are haunted by a chamber orchestra from the Baroque era. It really is a wonderful, I think everyone will have a great grin on their face as they hear this piece and just be fascinated by how he interlaces Baroque music, electronic music, and a live chamber orchestra.
Well, I can tell you the orchestra is thrilled that you're coming. They're very, very excited. And we are too. We're looking forward to your first concert, which will be October the 6th.
It's coming up so close now. We are putting the final touches on preparation for our rehearsals and opening concert, and sure hope everyone comes up to Goucher College to check us out. And if people have not been to hear the BCO before, know that this is an incredibly fine chamber orchestra, top professional players in the Baltimore and DC area. And they play with just incredible phrasing, incredible musicality. And I feel like this is going to be the beginning of a great, great journey for me and all of us.
Robert Moody, thanks very much.
Thank you.